Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect them so you know the actions you can take. Your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Chris Biss, in the house. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. Sorry,
Sorry it's been so long. My son's born February 10th, and so I've been on paternity leave enjoying that.
Nice. And now we've got 123 College is the name of the company. We're gonna. You know something? I think you may be a little premature, Chris.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, your son is – I know you've got a great gene pool, but now you're dealing with college planning. So I think maybe you're a little early.
Yeah. Since he's 12 weeks old, I need to start saving.
You know something? We're going to talk about that today because there is a great need to save for college. But let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate. Look out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsteelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number correctly to me first, there are no operators standing. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to having a finance planner, plan to save money, a person to work with you, even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Of course, we start every day with a celebration. National Washington Day. National Clean Up Your Room Day. Anybody that's a parent there, you might tell your kids that one. National Clean Up Your Room Day. You don't have to worry about that yet, Chris. So you're not going to tell your
Well, I have a four-year-old, so.
Okay, then we're ready there. National Lip Day. I don't even know what the heck National Lipid Day is, but so we'll stay away from that one. And having beaten anorexia, we will go with the one and only. I know I've got it here. Yep, it is National Shrimp Day. Yes, indeed.
Yummy.
Enjoy that. Let's check out the markets for you. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 198 points as we see right now. Oil up. It's down a penny, $7.13 a barrel. I know a lot of people that are going to be whining and crying and thinking that because of the Iran deal, we're having problems with oil and oil prices are going up. Could be that there is a bottleneck. Yes, indeed, there is a bottleneck in the supply chain. There's a lot of oil coming through the United States. We're in trouble getting it to the refinery right now. So that is the issue. National average of a gallon of gasoline, $2.84. The way I see here, there's only 10 states in the union that are paying more than $3 a gallon. Yeah, of course, in Taxifornia, we are one of the states paying more than $3 a gallon. The highest place in the country, $3.66 is the highest price for gas. Wow, $3.66.1. Highest in the nation for gasoline. Yes, it is right here in Taxifornia. If you need to get gas a little bit cheaper, you can actually go to the oil-producing state of Hawaii. Yes, they are cheaper than California. Alaska is cheaper than California.
Wow.
But it's amazing. There's nobody that's – I mean, Hawaii's close to California. Idaho, they're one of the higher-priced states in the union. They're paying $3.12 a gallon. Yes, I said – in Taxifornia, $3.66 a gallon. If you want to get gas at the right price, the fair price, you can go to Arkansas and get it at $2.55 a gallon. Mississippi, $2.54.9 a gallon. So it's over a dollar a gallon cheaper in Mississippi than it is here in Taxifornia. Got a little bit, right? Well, we'll take a look as we progress through the morning. We've got the mortgage-backed securities. They've looked ugly this week, the mortgage-backed securities. They're looking a little bit better today, but I didn't notice that we did get Freddie Mac came out this morning and gave us their read on interest mortgage rates. So we're looking at this morning, 4.55 is the interest rate on a 3-year fixed-rate loan from Freddie Mac. Remember, that is if you've got these perfect loan. And what does it mean to have the perfect loan? That means a 40% down payment. It is a single family residence, not a condo, not a manufactured home, not a mobile home, single family resident, 40% down, and you've got a 750 FICO score or better. Now, if you're one of the rest of the world, well, then you've got some low level price adjustments and you have to look at what the rates are. You can go on Google.com anytime you want and find interest rates. They will be basically the same for everybody, unless somebody's really trying to get out there and you know, be a little bit obnoxious. But it's going to be within about a half or an eighth. The question is, do you want to go to Walmart or do you want to Target? Wouldn't it be interesting if you can go to Walmart or Target or Nordstrom and get the exact same item and the exact, roughly the same price, yet the only difference is the service level you get, the amount of expertise you get. Well, that's basically what happens when you go in and you're working with, and I'm going to say this in almost every sector of society. I say this all the time. So far, I've yet to have anybody really give me a good sound contradiction, professional guidance, good, strong professional guidance costs you absolutely nothing. Now, do you pay for it? Yes. But at the end of the day, the value, that's where you're paying. It costs you nothing because you know, you go to an attorney, and if you get a good contract drawn up, yeah, it may cost you $1,000, $2,000. But it might save you a $50,000 lawsuit. You go to a CPA, have them do your taxes. I've talked about this before. I was a genius in my own mind back in the mid early 80s when I was in college. A lot of guys are geniuses in their own when they're in college. And I did my own taxes. Now, I've always been entrepreneurial. I've always had my own businesses. But I was, you know, I was really a smart, smart individual then. So I was doing my own taxes. I filled them out. I filed the taxes. I'm sitting at the coffee table with my mom and dad's accountant at the time, and he said, "Ron, did you take this deduction?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Hey, Ron, did you take this deduction?" And no. And he went through about four or five items that way, and he said, "Well, based on what you told me you earned, that would save you about $900 in taxes." I'm in college at the time, $900 in taxes. Doesn't, oh, by the way, I charge $175 to do taxes. So if you want me to do yours next year, just let me know. That's when the last time was that I did my own taxes. Now, we're going to talk to Chris Bissonette today about something very, very similar. And we'll get into that later in the broadcast. But how about college tuition? Now, leading a lending team, one of the biggest items, one of the biggest problems I see on home mortgage loan applications is student loan debt. I think there might be a better way to handle that. And I've shared with you the cost of student loan debt are prices of tuition. College tuition has skyrocketed. It basically has to do with the policies implemented by President Bush 43 and President Obama. I'll talk to you about that a little later. That's what happened. That's what caused college prices to go up so much. But there are ways to deal with that. So we're going to talk about that today. We're also going to chat. Chris brought in four tickets to the Orange County, I know they want to say football club game. I call it soccer, right? I mean, that's, you know, those of us that grew up right here in Orange County, just call it soccer, right? So we're going to talk. We got four tickets. You better be listening to the broadcast because we might even give you the answer. So you're going to have to give us the answer to this trivia question. Let's look at the news. So we've got President Trump in the news as always. Is there ever a day that he's not on TV, not on the news? I don't ever see it. But he signed an executive order boosting military spouse employment. You notice that the fake unemployment number came out last week, 3.9%. I've said it's fake under President Obama. I say it's fake under President Trump. This is the U3 number delivered by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 3.9%, fake number. Use the U6 number. That talks about unemployment, underemployment. That one's about 7.8%. But the unemployment, based on the fake number, 3.9, of military spouses, quadruple. Yeah, my guys were just about to push the, I think they got, yeah. Ouch, that's painful. So we're going to talk, see that the president signed an executive order to try and deal with that. President also welcomed home American detainees from North Korea. That was awesome last night. I don't know if you were up late enough to see that. You know, I get up and start getting ready for Rio at about 4 in the morning. So a 2 p.m. turn time arrival is a little bit for me. But I did see the replays. Very, very interesting there. Vice President Pence expressed hope on Thursday special counsel Robert Mueller would soon wrap up his investigation.
You know better than that.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon either. We'll get into more issues. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Chris Pinnett is here this morning. We are chatting about college planning. And you're not thinking about college planning. Maybe you're one of that group. There is that group of people who spend time dealing, and they think they're going to retire, but then they look and they say, well, I haven't planned anything. Or they spend their 20 minutes a year talking about college for retirement. Let's think about this one, though. How long do you plan for your kid to go to college? Now, we all say, you know, I'd love to have my kids graduate from college. I don't know too many people that are not on that page. And then when it comes time to go, they're looking at it and saying, holy cow, I didn't realize it was that expensive. What are you doing about it? What are you doing now? There are some issues that you can be looking at, and we're going to chat about that as well. Let me get my over here. We have a lot on the docket today. I know I saw that we were going to be talking about ways tax reform impacted the 2018 housing market, apps that can save you money, and what is the legitimate issues that we've got going on right now with mortgages. Why are the mortgage market doing what it's doing? So we'll talk that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just
a few. Are you earning a safe, secure 10% return on your investment? Is credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you. How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it, and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick, tired of broke, and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family. Call Rondi, FICO-certified credit professional, and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit card, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage for you, including the fast pass loan approval, saving you $10,000 to $50,000 on purchase of your new home. Potentially, it's just a dependency. They allow you to shop with same as cash offers, no loan contingency. Think about that when you're going out there and competing with all the cash guys, all the investors. Do you think the sellers are going to like that idea of having a no loan contingency option? Well, let's look at what's going on in the mortgage market today, the Mortgage Minute with our friends over at Gold Star. Well, the bonds, we're doing a little bit better today. Now, I've shared this with you all the time. You have to remember the way the bond market works, right? It's always going to be the same. Whenever the bond goes up, interest goes down, the bond goes down, interest up. So right now, the 10-year treasury, 2.98 as we speak, that's the interest rate, that's the yield, gone down a little bit. Now we look at Fannie Mae, 30-year, 4% coupon bond. That bond is trading at 101.67, up 9 basis points. That means interest rates are down just a little bit as we're speaking right now. They change all day long, so don't get too caught up on where interest rates are at any given minute. It's just like the stock market. If you go to if you're watching us, ronsiegelradio.tv, I've got my prop right here. Right? It's called an iPhone. You go on the iPhone and you just keep paging backwards. You know, most of us will see that we've got an app on there that shows what the Dow Jones is doing or what the S&P 500 is doing. So as I speak right now, the Dow Jones is up 221 points. The S&P 500 up 23 points. And if we watch it, it's going to change. Well, so does the bond market. It does that all day long. And so that happens with the mortgage interest rate. That's why you want to get locked into a rate with a lender like Gold Star who will help you float down. If interest rates go down substantially, they will redo your loan amount. Or if they go up, you're protected. Think about that part of it. What's driving the market? Stocks and mortgage bonds, both. Doing better. Bonds are benefiting from a strong 10-year note auction yesterday and a little bit cooler inflation data. The consumer price index, which measures inflation on a consumer level, showed that headline inflation increased by 0.2% in the month of April, lower than the estimates of 0.3%. The core rate, which takes out the things that we all use, food and energy, rose by 0.1%, also slightly lower than the 0.2% expected. And all the rest of it's a bunch of numbers that I'm not going to bore you with. The year-over-year figures both remain above 2%, which is still significant and at the Fed's target, although more closely watch the PCE report. We're looking at within the report, out-of-pocket medical expenses rose 0.1%. Rent rose 0.4% in April, 3.7% year-over-year. And that is obviously going to bring us to the topic of the day. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. But the topic of the day, we're chatting with Chris Bissonette about college planning. No, I don't know, maybe you, Chris. I'm not excited about going back to college. There was fun times, but studies in the finals?
Yes, there were some good parts. But yes, it's I'm here to talk today about the college planning dilemma in the United States.
The dilemma?
Dilemma. And here's what I mean.
I want to go. So that's no big dilemma, right? I mean,
well, I think if you have the money, I don't think it's a dilemma. But right now, college costs have gone up 31% over the last 5 years.
Wait, 31%. Now you're a financial guy. 31%. That's a little bit more than inflation.
Way more than inflation. It's been going up at 7%+ per year. Right now, there is more student debt. More kids with student loans than there is consumer debt in the United States, meaning all credit cards combined.
So that would be us. Basically we're looking at, for the most part, we're going to be dealing with millennials, right? So they're going to be 35 and less, 35 and under.
Yes.
And that one segment that, and obviously you don't get student loan debt until you've gone to college, so you're going to probably be 19 years old.
Yep.
So like basically 19 to 35-year-olds, so to speak. Yep. Then the entire country, 19 to 100-year-olds.
Yes, and the average student graduating from a state school with about $30,000 of debt and from a private school at about $41,000 as an average.
That's painful.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And I sent an article to you about a guy graduated with $30,000 and, or actually it was $40,000, and then he didn't get a job and had some issues, and it ballooned to $300,000. And the other thing about student loan debt, student loans, is you cannot forgive them due to bankruptcy.
So that was what I put in. That was what I was alluding to in the last segment, is under the Bush 43 administration, that's when they changed the bankruptcy laws of the U.S. And you're right, you can no longer discharge student. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are some instances where it's very rare where you can discharge student loan debt in bankruptcy. It was very, very rare. So, and that came about under the Bush 43 administration. And I think that if we look at the time when that was signed into law, I think it was about 2006, 2007, when the bankruptcy laws were changed. I bet in that time until the current, which is about 11 years, 12 years, I bet we would see that the cost of tuition has just skyrocketed.
It has. Just to give you an idea, we're here in Southern California. USC is a popular school. Tuition fees, room and board for 2018, 2019 is about
$70,000. $70,000 at USC.
Yes, you're going to spend almost $300,000 to send your child to USC or even Chapman.
I am a USC fan, so I had to throw that in there.
Yes, again, great school. And then even if you look at some of the others.
Chapman, you know, I talk about Chris all the time because I went to Chapman before it was a university. Throw that one in there. What's the cost?
Chapman right now is $68,500.
$68,000
for the full
year. That's for 4 years, right?
No, that's for 1 year.
For 1 year.
So you're spending $250,000 to send one child to Chapman. College planning today is the second biggest expenditure next to retirement planning. And it's confusing, much more confusing.
You have to back up because I'm easily confused. No, so when you're talking about college planning, what does that mean, college planning?
Well, I would look at it as like a maze. And so there's a lot of different factors that come into it. So number one, there's a FAFSA form you have to complete.
FAFSA form.
FAFSA form, which I brought in. It looks like a tax form. And what I present to clients is, listen, if you had a 250.
You're watching us at ronsiegelradio.tv. Vanna has that right here for us.
There we go. If you're going to spend, let's say you had a $250,000 tax bill, would you do your taxes on your own? Most people wouldn't. And so you really need you really need professional guidance in completing FAFSA form. But the real key, Ron, is with people with wealth, which we have in Southern California, you do not want to complete this form until you've had a professional look at your assets.
Why?
Because sometimes simply repositioning assets will save you $20,000 to $40,000 a year because they count certain things and sometimes just moving the money around. So the state puts on these great programs where you go out and you complete the FAFSA form, but it's not going to help people at all if you've got any wealth. You've got to go to a professional and you've got to have things analyzed first, repositioned before you complete these forms.
So what you're trying to tell me, Chris, because I'm looking at this, it says FAFSA's federal student aid. A free application for federal student aid.
Yes.
You're trying to say if I go to a state event,
exactly,
they're not going to give me the best possible information?
Yeah, unfortunately, they just don't know. They're going to tell you how to fill out the form because the form itself is very confusing.
Yeah, I can't even see it because I'm old and my eyes aren't very good. And you're looking at this form.
It looks like a 1040 or something. I don't.
1040 is only two pages, Chris.
It looks like
this one's nine pages.
Expanded one.
Right. I mean, this thing's massive. There's a lot of. Well, maybe it's more than nine pages. And 10-page long form.
Yes.
Application.
So the point here is just like you go to a CPA or a tax professional when you complete taxes, you would want to go to a professional to complete and to analyze college financial aid. And it's everything from what is the personality of your
son. We're
going to
get into
that
in a minute, though, Chris, because we want to save that because I don't want to shortchange that part of it because it's very important. When you're talking about – think about this one. We talk on Ron's radio frequently about – household income, say, let's just say, use a. I know it's a high number. This is not legitimate This is not the median household income. But let's say you have a two-income household earning $100,000 a year. And now you're talking, and we talk about if your house, you have a $500,000 house going up 5% a year appreciation, $25,000, right? Now let's say that we're dealing with tuition that we could save $20,000 to $40,000, and you might have to make a phone call. You might have to listen to Ron Siegel Radio to get this information. So I don't want to shortchange that, and we're going to go over it in depth with Chris Bissonette, 123 College, when we come back. We're going to also chat a little bit. We've got the real-time real estate segment coming up. We're going to talk about ways tax reform has impacted the 2018 housing market. I've got some apps that can save you money, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Ways tax reform has impacted the 2018 housing market. And starting late last year, some predicted that the 2018 tax changes would cripple the housing market. Headlines warned of the potential for double-digit price depreciation and suggested that buyer demand could drop like a rock. There was even sentiment that home ownership could lose its coveted status as a major component of the American dream. Now that the first quarter numbers are in, we can begin to decipher the impact tax reform has had on the real estate market. Number one, has tax reform killed off buyer demand? No. According to the Showing Time Index, which tracks the average number of buyer showings on average residential properties on a monthly basis and is highly reliable leading indicator of current and future demand trends, buyer demand has increased each month over the last 3 months and is higher than it was for the same months last year. Buyer demand is not down, it is up. Number two, have the tax changes affected America's belief in real estate as a long-term investment? The answer is no. 2 weeks ago, Gallup released its annual survey, which asked Americans which asset they believe to be the best long-term investment. Survey revealed more Americans name real estate over several other vehicles for growing wealth as the best long-term investment for the fifth year in a row, just over a third cite real estate for this, while roughly a quarter name stocks and mutual funds. Has the ownership rate been negatively impacted by tax changes? No. Has the upper end market been crushed by new state and local taxes salt limitations? No. And I've got all the details. I posted all of this stuff right there on Ron Siegel Radio. Bottom line, the doomsday scenarios that some predicted based on tax reform fears seem to have already blown over based on the early housing industry numbers being reported. Again, get all the information. Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. You can go to our website. You can go to the Siegel Lending Team or Gold Star Lending Team. All of them have the report right there. And if you need it, can't get it one of those ways, just send me a message on any of the social channels. I'll send it to you. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Going to continue our conversation. We're talking college planning, college financing, and how you can save money by chatting with our friend Chris Bissonette, 123 College. And they've got a workshop coming up to see if you want to save a little money on your college. Hey, if you got a lot of money and want to spend a lot of money on college, don't call Chris. But if you want to save some money, University High School, Wednesday, May 23rd, Irvine High School, May 24th, May 30th, May 29th. He's going back to high school.
There's four seminars.
Don't worry about writing them down. Just go to Ron Siegel Radio. I'll have Chris put them right there for you. Get registered. Go visit Chris and save some money. But I heard this rumor, and I'm going to get Chris to talk about this, because when we were looking at college for my eldest son, I went to this Princeton review class. And yes, you do pay money for these things. So I'm not going to go there and tell you that everything in the world is free. It's not, you don't get a participation trophy, none of that stuff here. But could it be cheaper, Chris, to go to USC? I know there's some people that aren't going to even want to go to USC because they like the junior college in LA. But, you know, I'm still a USC guy. So could it be cheaper to go to USC than maybe Cal State Fullerton?
Yes. And that's one of the big misconceptions with college planning financial aid is people think, well, I make too much money, I don't qualify. You absolutely do. And one of the keys in doing any sort of planning with college is you've got to figure out a way to lower your EFC, which is your expected family contribution. So for families that are listening, people with high schoolers, before you fill out that FAFSA form, you meet with a professional and you make sure that you reposition your assets to lower the expected family contribution. The example I will give you today, USC, 70 grand a year, UCSB, 30,000 a year.
That'd be Santa Barbara.
Yes.
Okay.
UC Santa Barbara, half the money, but depending on someone's income, you could actually spend less money going to University of Southern California than going to University of Santa Barbara, even though it costs twice as much. Why is that? Because they have a higher endowment. They have more people that contribute to them. There's more money available.
But the state of California has plenty of money. They just print more or borrow more.
Well, yes.
But it doesn't work that way?
The Fed can print more. Well, it kind of works similar where there's just certain schools that have a lot of money. And but your average consumer is not going to know this. They're not going to be able to go down this labyrinth and say, all right, this school has this scholarship. This one has this. We're going to factor in the Pell Grant, the Cal Grant, the aid, the student loans. And it's a labyrinth. It's a maze. And that's why for anybody who has kids in high school and wants to send their kids to college, you must meet with a professional, figure out a way to lower your expected family contribution before you fill out the FAFSA forms. That is my number one suggestion.
So that's a fascinating comment, Chris, because I know that I know from our past conversations, you know a lot of people in financial services.
Absolutely. I've been in financial planning for 24 years.
So isn't this one of a common item that every financial advisor asks?
You know what's so funny? I would say about 1 in 1,000 financial advisors truly understand the complicated process of college financial aid. And
wow.
I mean, it is, I would say it's more complicated than retirement planning. Retirement planning is you save money, you figure out a way to take it out. See, for retirement planning, there are no loans that you can get for retirement.
Sure.
There's no scholarships. There's no grants. So there's so many more options when it comes to college planning. And again, it's going to be a family's largest expenditure. So they really have to take their time while their kids are even a freshman in high school. They can start exploring personality tests, taking tests to determine which schools to go to, doing SAT prep, everything to prepare themselves to get into the best schools and do it in 4 years. The average student now is 5.6 years. So now you have to take into account that your child's going to be there for 5 to 6 years at 30 to 60 grand a year.
So I'm a simple guy, Chris. So I'm not going to try and figure out this math, but on this chart you had here, again, ronsiegelradio.tv, I'm holding it up here. Don't call me Vanna White. I don't look like her at all. $70,000 rounded off for USC. And if you're going in 4 years, $70,000 for 4 years, $280,000.
You're going to spend $300,000 because you got to factor another $5,000 a year for just
increases.
Transportation and miscellaneous. You're going to spend $300,000. It's a lot of money, and that's just for one child. What happens if you have three kids?
Right.
So most families are just petrified, and they're like, all right,
you're looking at $1 million for three kids.
You're just going to go to a state school because we can't afford it. No, you can. You've just got to explore your options. And sometimes it's just moving some money around on your lower the expected family contribution. That's the key.
So if you don't understand that, now here's the thing is I love financial planning, right? I've talked about it. I had my licenses in that. One of the things that you don't generally talk about in the financial planning world is debt planning, right? Because they're looking at most financial planners. They say, okay, you know, they might look at, maybe they'll look at your mortgage. Not even that in many instances.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. But
maybe they'll look at your PNC. Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
But for the most part, what they're looking at is what are your assets and how do we make your assets work and how much can you save and how much can you scrimp? How much can you not live today so that you can retire, right? Give up every vacation you have, drive a horse and buggy instead of a nice car so you save that money, put it away for retirement. So you don't want to live today. You don't want to enjoy today. We're going to call these the Bandini years so that the golden years are great, right? They don't look at debt planning.
Yeah, exactly.
And here, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, and it's just so confusing for most people. And like I said, most people are just petrified even considering doing something like this. You've got a plan. You've got a plan. And you don't have to worry about, okay, we've got to send them to a certain school. There's systems to figure out what school to go to, and there's also systems and programs to figure out how can we do it the most affordable, spend the least amount of money doing it.
So – through this process, Chris, you can help my child or grandchild go to the school that's most appropriate for them.
Yep.
At the most economical pricing as well.
Yeah, and hopefully, and do it in 4 years. That's the other thing that we really focus on is we really want them to do it in 4 years. That's the other strategy. And here's the other thing I just want to add.
So you save 20% by doing it in 4 years instead of five.
Yeah, here's the other thing I want to add is when you talk to most advisors, even like someone like myself, when you say college planning, people say, oh, you use a 529 plan. That's
sure.
It's kind of a tax-free way to do college. 529 plans can actually hurt you in your expected family contribution because it's factored into the formula. So it's just funny that the plan you're supposed to use can actually hinder you.
amazing. And most people have no idea of these issues because how would you? You're busy working. You're busy helping your kids with their homework, taking them to Little League practice or football or cheerleading or whatever these different things are. That's what you're supposed to do, right? You're supposed to find somebody that can help you with the other side of this and then expect from them, hold Chris to a standard or his team to a standard. I think, Chris, you know something? We'll talk about this when we come back. What's it going to cost me and what kind of a return can I expect on that investment? That's the issue. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Apps that can save you money, we'll talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. We still have those Pro Soc, Pro Orange, the OC, Orange County Soccer Club tickets. We're going to give away next segment. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your credit matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Apps that can save you money. Finding ways to save money is an important part of a healthy and stable financial picture. And if you're wondering how to repair credit, good credit scores, that'll help you save as well. Make sure you give a call to our friend Alan Hayon. He'll help you with that. No matter what your financial goals, saving money is always smart, but as most consumers know, it's not always easy. So there's some apps here that you may want to look at. I've not looked at all of them, but I do have the report in front of me. I don't even know how to say this one. Capital, Q-A-P-I-T-A-L, takes the concept of saving money and adds a goal-saving component. I think everybody's heard of Mint. That helps you stay on top of bills to avoid late payments. Walla.by, Wallaby, helps consumers think more intelligent card usage and how to make credit work for you. Honey, if you're routinely overspending, then unnecessary shopping is one habit you'll need to kick when you're trying to save money. Acorns, like Capital, Acorns rounds purchases up to the nearest dollar on linked credit and debit cards and automatically deposits the difference into an account for you. Chime is a mobile banking app that includes a spending account for you. Digit, there's a lot of them here, right? Bottom line is there's all kinds of options out there for apps to help you. But the idea is you got to plan. You got to talk to somebody who knows what to do with that money once you've saved it. And that's why we constantly talk about getting together with a financial planner, financial advisor, and just understanding how all these things fit into your full picture. You've got to be dealing with assets, liabilities. You've got to deal with your mortgage, your retirement. And obviously today we are chatting with Chris Bissonnette, 123 College. If you are so inclined, if you have young people in your life, could be your children, could even be your grandchildren, you might want to be talking to Chris about college planning. That's our subject today. So, Chris, we talked a little bit about this. I know you've got the 4 workshops coming up. We'll get that information right there on the social media channels. But what's the process for all of this? How does it work?
Well, first thing that we do is do a 1-hour presentation, essentially educating the parents on the entire process, the FAFSA form, aid, picking the schools, personality tests, critiquing the essays.
My personality says I don't have one.
And so we really look at the whole big picture, and then we review that each year. So that's the first thing we do is do a presentation with the families. If the families are interested, then they would actually – I would meet with them, complete a fact finder, get a list of all their assets, and then we would start down the road of having the student complete some of the tests. The fee for all of this is $1,700. That's what we do charge to put a plan together, and then we do meet with the student regularly each year during college to reassess things.
Now, how far in advance do I need to be starting to get involved in this?
We target people that have sophomore, junior, seniors in high school. That is really the focus.
Okay.
But they can start as early as 8th grade, but really freshmen in high school would be kind of an early start.
Okay, so if I've got a freshman student, then the idea is to get involved in this planning.
It can never hurt to start studying for the SAT, ACT, start prepping for those.
So you're going to help them with that part
too? We'll help them with the SAT, ACT. We supply all the materials. We complete the FAFSA form for the parents, which is huge. We also show them which aid is available. We help them pick the colleges. This company I work with has been around for 24 years. They're the largest provider of college education and aid in the country.
It's pretty amazing because I know, like I say, I went through some of this. In fact, even though I had my licenses in dealing with financial services, I've dealt in mortgages, I've had businesses, I looked at that FAFSA form and said, no, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's if you had a $250,000 tax bill, would you do your taxes on your own? Most people would say, you know, hell no.
Yeah.
I've got to hire a professional. And that's the same thing here. Why put, as you said, with too much stuff coming at them in this day and age, there's too much going on. Why put the added stress of having to your largest expenditure? Why put that all on yourself? Why not hire a professional?
So I'm gonna throw this at you, Chris. Hypothetically, right? And I've heard this so many times. And my wife and I have a 7-figure investment portfolio, and you know I'm making $600,000 a year. There's no way I'm gonna save any money with college planning. I'm just gonna have to pay the whole bill.
Those are ideally the people that we would target. And the reason being is when you go to complete the FAFSA form, unlike other places like Medicaid and stuff, they have a look back period. Just right when you submit the FAFSA form, those numbers are locked in. So all this pre-planning can be done before that. And a lot of it is simply moving assets around and that lower the expected family contribution. We can save a family up to $40,000 per year with proper planning.
So $40,000 a year with proper planning. So if I've got $1 million stock portfolio.
Yeah, if you had $1 million stock portfolio, depending on how it's held, we could simply reposition
no,
that
what
money.
I'm saying, no, I was going the other way with that, okay. though, right? So I could hope on it. On, if I have a real good year on a stock portfolio with $1 million.
Get maybe 20.
Right? I'm going to make, what, 7%? 6%?
Well, a good year, yeah. Let's just say, let's say you made 10%. You got 100 grand.
So $100,000, I can make it. Mm-hmm. You know, saving 40,000 is a lot of money. So that really doubles my return.
Yeah, over 4 years too. So it's 160,000.
Right.
And it's just lowering the stress of the parents of what school do we go to? What scholarships do we apply for? I'll give you one example here. You hear a lot with the Pell Grant, and the Pell Grants for lower income families is $5,500 a year. California, they have a Cal Grant. Well, when you go onto the Cal Grant website, there's three parts of the Cal Grant. There's an A, B, and C. So my point is, just the Cal Grant alone is confusing. Just that part
sure.
of the process.
And I'm going to suggest, because I'm not going to put you in the middle of this part of it, Chris, that you know when you looked at this sheet here, UC Irvine $30,000 a year, Cal State Fullerton $22,000, University of San Diego $60,000, Santa Barbara roughly $30,000. Right, the public schools there, those are state schools. Do you think the state wants to show you how to pay them less money? I'm not going to put you on the spot, Chris, but I bet that the state does not want to show you how to pay them less money. So if you go to their courses, they're not going to tell you, hey, if you move this money from here to here, you can get bigger scholarships or pay the state less. It's not going to happen. That's why, again... So let's just say, so you said you could save up to $40,000, right? And I'm going to use the numbers. I don't want to put Chris on the spot because I'm a simple guy just doing talking on radio. Let's say he only accomplishes half of that. Okay, so they save you $20,000. How many times would you like to spend $1,700? Is that what you said it was, Scott?
Yes. Yeah.
How many times would you like to spend $1,700 to save $20? What if he can't save you $40 and he only saves you 25% of that? What if he only saves you 20% of that? Right, 20% of $40,000 is $8,000. Spend $1,700 to get $8. Would you do it?
And that's just 1 year. So right? Remember, over 4 years, it's
yeah. So think about some of the numbers. They grow a lot, and again, it's just about planning. So I said in an earlier segment, I'm going to put Chris on the spot because I want to know about return on investment. Right, $1,700 out. If I can save $8,000 a year, that's serious money. And this FAFSA form, I can tell you. If you notice on the top of the form, this says July 1, 2018 through June 30, 2019. So you get to do this 10-page form every year you've got somebody in college. That sounds exciting. Not to me, though. Probably to somebody that works with Chris, they might look forward to doing those things. But again, we're going to post these four workshops that Chris is going to be doing. I don't get anything on these things. I just want to bring you great information. But one thing we do want to talk about, Chris, because we've got the pro soccer new stadium down there, and I don't want to say where it is because that's going to be our trivia question.
Yes, and you know the reason why I'm bringing this up is I'm an ambassador with the Irvine Chamber of Commerce, and one of the members there, Ray Ferrari, gave me a tour of this beautiful new stadium, soccer stadium, and it's just an awesome facility. So I'm going to go there on Saturday night, and he was so gracious to offer some tickets, so.
So we've got four tickets here. We're going to give them away. We'll probably put it on. Go to Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. The fifth person, let's just go with five, okay? The fifth person that can tell me, here's the question. The new soccer stadium in Orange County rests on what former military site? And we're not going to talk anything about Bull here, but what former military site would the Orange County soccer, the stadium, the new soccer stadium in Orange County rest on? Fifth person to put that right answer on Ron Siegel Radio, you're going to get those tickets. And what you really need to do is make sure that you set your first video preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
But it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's on. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.